Disaster Assistance Extension passes the House. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox.
I don't think $3 billion is enough. It probably will take 4 or 5 times that amount to actually cover the losses we had, but at least that's a start. It will at least make farmers the livestock and crop disaster assistance available to those farmers through December 31st.
Tennessee's 4th District Congressman Lincoln Davis speaking to the omnibus bill that passed the House of Representatives late Monday night that does, in fact, extend the disaster assistance relief to the end of this year from the previous deadline of February 28th. That would have kept Tennessee and other southeastern farmers ineligible from the freeze and drought disasters that have occurred this year.
What the action really does, what we did in the House, and I think will be confirmed by the Senate, is it makes our farmers eligible for disaster assistance. We don't have enough funding to cover all the losses. We'll have to try to increase that, but this at least gives them an opportunity to access whatever funds are available. And it is my hope that not only does it give them an opportunity, it makes them eligible, but that we can also increase those dollar amounts so that it can help them out.
Representative Davis, who sits on the House Ag Committee, is hopeful the Senate will act accordingly this week to help bring some relief for farmers here who have suffered not only extensive crop damage, but to also help maintain a strong livestock industry.
But our major industry that everybody pretty much participates in is farming, is beef cattle. And right now paying $100 to $120 a ton for hay is undoable. Farmers cannot continue to keep cattle and feed them with that expensive hay. It's my hope that there will at least be some dollars available, especially for our livestock producers, where they can maintain and keep their herd.
Tennessee's congressional delegation voted along party lines on the omnibus bill as all 5 Democrats voted yes and the 4 Republicans all voted no. The final bill passed by a margin of 253 to 154. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.